Good morning. It is 10:30 a.m., August 31st, 2007. We have a special meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission. This is Commissioner Tony Clark called the meeting to order. Commissioner Wiefald is not able to be here. She is on vacation, but was contacted this morning and is aware of the meeting and was okay with it to proceed. Are there any other welcoming comments?
This is Kevin Kramer. Welcome to all listening in. The only item on the agenda is in my portfolio, and it is case number PU06421. I move the commission adopt the order denying motion to continue hearing filed by Janie Kapp and TransCanada Keystone Pipeline LLC 30-inch crude oil pipeline Cavalier to Sargent County's case number PU06421.
Second.
Wednesday of this week, we received an email from Janie Kapp. Making a motion of continuance or to continue the hearing that is scheduled for next Wednesday and perhaps Thursday relating on the TransCanada pipeline case. The reason for the continuance request was a hardship to the interveners due to a later than usual harvest, which is due to some rains. What this order does today is it acknowledges, of course, all of that. And TransCanada, of course, filed a response opposing that request. This, as we all know, has been scheduled for some time. It is a very complicated case. The interveners have had a lot of opportunity to testify and provide their testimony and evidence. We've already had two public hearings. This, although it might be an inconvenience, it is not a hardship in my view anyway that rises to the level of a very late change in the schedule of things. So we've considered the motion for continuance and find that it's untimely and that under the circumstances good cause does not exist for granting the motion.
What weighs on my mind most heavily is the request is for a 3 to 4 week continuance. We're already, we will have been almost a week into September. By statute, we have to have the decision made by October 2nd. And we just, if we're going to have this hearing, we have to have it at this time or the commission won't be able to make a decision. So under the statute itself, we have concerns with being able to do what we have to do and delaying it for a time period that long.
Especially with so many people that have to be here for it, and a lot of travel plans and expense have already been laid out. So it seems like the prudent move today.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That ends the items on the commission meeting. Thank you. Close the meeting.